Hello, my dear. So welcome to this global meeting specifically designed for you. Inspiration and motivation today. You know that scientists find out that human beings could use just 5% of their potential because another 95 escaped from God. This is all our meeting about. We mobilize heavenly world to help us in this greatest meeting as we are in global prayer chain. And we pray really for the greatest abundance, prosperity, and true love, and everything goodness that come from God to came to your life, to your family, community, country, and the whole world. So stay till then to receive all the blessings till the end, and we will have powerful music, powerful quotes, and prayers to mobilize heavenly world to help in your life, family, community, kind of the world. There were so many miracles in our meetings, and does subscribe the channel, share this message to billions, turn on this playlist and listen God's word, sanctify your place 24/7. More about us is below the video. And let's go with the powerful music. Okay, this was a very powerful, artistic music. Let me go with the quotes, words of God from Messiah is coming. These are from philosophy of peace. And as these are last words of God, please study it and practice in your life, family, community, country, the world. So let's read. Now, the era of nationalism has passed. The era when certain ethnic groups assert their superiority over the ethnicities has passed. No single people, no matter how much they fight and struggle, is adequate to complete the formula course of unification that God is following. It is a course that can only be accomplished through the solidarity of different peoples. That is an integrated people. We cannot follow a single people to one world of peace. A religion must be able to transcend nationality and embrace all Asia, the world, and wall of heaven and earth. Okay, so let's embrace today all heaven and earth with our global prayer chain and invite Lydia Gattoni to say a powerful prayer for peace. Happy welcome, Lydia. Please pray for peace 2027 and inspiration, motivation today. Happy welcome.
Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I want to thank you, Lord Almighty, because of the founder of this ministry, Jehovah Redeemer. Thank you, Lord Almighty, for every member, Lord Almighty. Father, we worship you, we magnify you, and we exalt your holy name. We ask for peace all over the world, Jehovah Redeemer. Thank you for the peace in our country, Jehovah, Lord Almighty. Thank you for the peace. And in world, in Israel, Jehovah Redeemer, we speak peace in the whole world, Jehovah Redeemer. My God and my Father, I know, Jehovah, you hear our cry, Lord. We cry unto you, Jehovah Redeemer. We ask all, Lord Almighty Father, to have favor upon our country, upon our nation, upon Africa, upon Asia, upon Europe, upon the West. Every part of the world, Jehovah Redeemer. We speak peace. We speak peace upon every family, Jehovah Redeemer. Family, Lord Almighty, they are crying, King of Glory, because there is no peace in the family. We speak peace upon the family, Jehovah Redeemer. We speak peace upon our neighbors. In schools, we speak peace, Jehovah, Lord Almighty. Have mercy, have mercy, have mercy. And because Jesus, you left just only peace in this world, Jehovah, have mercy upon all the world, Jehovah. And in 2027, Jehovah Redeemer, I believe all over there shall be peace in our families, in at job, at how we are working, even with whatever we shall be, there will be peace. In our businesses, Lord, thank you, disciples, there will be peace. In prisons, there will be peace, Jehovah Redeemer. In chapels, there will be peace, Jehovah, Lord Almighty. Father, have mercy. Whatever we shall do, whatever we shall be, whatever we shall be doing, it shall have peace in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you so much, and everybody say amen and amen. May the peace prevail in our life in Jesus' mighty name.
I say amen and Jesus' mighty name. Yes, so good. Thank you very much. May God hear us.
Amen.
Yeah, thank
amen,
you very much.
Amen.
Let's invite our brother Rajamoni from Bangladesh to say a powerful prayer for peace. Happy welcome, brother, and global prayer chain. As we are meeting already 990 meetings a row, so we have 10 meetings for the thousands for peace 2027 and inspiration. Let's go. Rajamoni, please speak, please pray.
Okay, let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we just would like to pray as your children. We want to worship you, adore your name. You bless upon us, thy your peace, thy your knowledge, and thy your comfort. In this world, we are suffering. We have been suffering a lot. In all spheres, physically, politically, socially, economically, educationally, all those kinds of we have been suffering. To adore you, to glorify your name because of an a stronghold. You bless upon us by prevailing peace and breaking down the stronghold. Around us. And also we would like to pray you remove all of our restriction over us. You remove. And also you highlight continue criticism, insultation by the surrounded people. You provide us whatever we need. And also, you lead us whatever you want. We are dedicated. We are minorities. Make us more. You provide us peace through our multiply. And also, you equip us, diverse and knowledge, so that we can be able to carry out your words and your command, and also be able to convince to those who are still dead and perish, so that we can be able to conquer. You bless upon us by providing, by granting peace through the conquer and soul winning, convincing power, nurturing the sources, sources also escalating, and so you just upon the shoulder be able to multiply all the our sources even around the world. You bless us, stopping the killing one another, especially Gaza and Israel, Ukraine and Russia. You peace there upon them. They have so suffering and so much blood, but is they are happening. You bless us all the time, all the moment, because you are omniscient and omnipotent, and you are omnipresent. We glorify your name, and you strengthen our faith so that we can be able to glorify your name ever and ever. And you grant us your eternal life also. You be with us and lead us. In the name of Jesus Christ, all of things we want to pray. Amen, amen,
amen. Amen,
amen. Amen, amen, thank you very much, dear brother Adjamoni. Please join my prayer too. Dear Heavenly Parent, Heavenly Father and Heavenly Mother, we are so happy to meet you alive here. You bless us to meet you today in this concrete moment, in this concrete prayer chain. And I pray for all brothers and sisters who join online or offline. And as we pray for global peace by 2027, and for this greatest time that we are living with Messiah second coming, with greatest inspiration, motivation, dear Heavenly Parent, I pray for all our billion people on the earth, for their salvation, blessing and healing, prosperity, and today is for inspiration. Let me give, really take the, this heavenly inspiration, the inspiration of God that is coming to us, and it inspires us, like true meaning of it, that we could do just goodness as you prophesy in the Holy Scripture, that we supposed to see dreams and visions in the last days. And let these last days be full of visions and dreams, not just for us, those who are praying, but for all others, especially those in leadership position, presidents and prime ministers and kings and all others who are suffering so much. We are seeing the news, they are fighting with the sanctions and wars. Dear Heavenly Parent, lead us every day, every hour, every second to understand your will and do your will. I pray for my brothers and sisters as we pray for the world. I pray for representatives who you sent him. I pray for Rajamoni in Bangladesh, for Lydia family in Africa, and all other brothers and sisters who join online or offline. Heavenly Parent, today is a so great day as we understand that you sent the Messiah coming, only God's Son, only God's Daughter, and they already built Heavenly Kingdom already the 12th year. And just remain for every human being to inherit Heavenly Kingdom and their life, family, community, country, and the world. So thank you very much, dear Heavenly Parent. Lead us to unite together and understand you. Heavenly Parent, I pray as I'm in Europe, and also I pray together with Jan and Stella and Julian. We are all joined together. Please protect us and our family, community, country, and the world. Dear Heavenly Parent, I pray for this kingdom to be set up because Jesus said 2,000 years ago to pray, and it went to 2,000 years. He was saying to build a kingdom, think about just kingdom, and now is the time that kingdom is done, and let it spread to the world. Let it give life and resurrection for all Albino Plus people, for all our brothers and sisters. Dear Heavenly Parent, I pray for bishops, archbishops, the prophets, and even cardinals, and even the Pope, all religious leaders, all the political leaders, presidents and prime ministers, and all businessmen, billionaires, they was blessed just to one concrete reason, to meet Messiah's coming, and join together hands and build kingdom every corner of the world. So let them fulfill the mission of the John the Baptist as they are bestowed this to build the kingdom, substantial kingdom. Heavenly Parent, I pray that you could lead us. I really shout to the world that this message to billions that came from Messiah's coming, this culture that we are feeling here in this concrete meeting without any enmity, this culture of complete investment to the world and for our ancestors and all our descendants, let this culture of true love flourish in the world. Let this culture that bring Messiah's coming, that what was with Jesus too, this second Pentecost after Jesus that is happening right now, that we are receiving this Holy Spirit right now, substantial Holy Spirit through True Mother, dear Heavenly Parent, lead us that it will light the world, will light it once and forever. Dear Heavenly Parent, now is the time that we could mobilize Heavenly World, all of this 95% that you bestow to your children to come. You know how many hairs we have, you know how many cells we have, what is our past and future. And as we are still alive, we are just doing your will. We are building substantial kingdom. Heavenly Parent, I really pray, help us. Help us every day, every hour, every second. Help us in our difficulties that to restore all things and really restore and raise money for you, Providence. Substantial money today and every day. Lead us to meet those people whom you prepared. As a John the Baptist, unite together and build a kingdom in every country, everywhere. Heavenly Parent, just recently we had a great global celebration with God's Day, True Parents Day, True Parents 64th blessing, the marriage of the Lamb, and this anniversary is so great that all the world was rejoicing, was listening to this, and let this news spread to the world. Let this news give real substantial life to everyone. Heavenly Parent, we are so sorry that the kingdom is not done yet. But we are praying, please help us to do it by 2027. Help us every day to find this methodology, how to do it, how to educate our brothers and sisters and give them life and salvation and total liberation. We understand that a free country, free people are people free from the sin. And now in this era of the direct presence of God, without any trace of sin, He is just right here with us. And we are feeling this right now in this concrete meeting. We are feeling it already 990 meeting a row. Every day we're praying for peace. We invest our hearts for peace. And may you blessings spread to the world, not just in good vibes and just perfect and good this energy that we are sending right now, right here, this moment as an antenna to the world and even to the spiritual world and for all our descendants. But let this greatest culture take root and build substantial peace community, model peace community that nobody will shake in them. Those kind of communities where everybody is care for each other, that Jesus said to love even their enemy around where they are. Heavenly Parent, let me really unite with these words of Messiah and practice this. Yes, we are so happy that we could meet here together and we rejoice together. I really want to unite with you every day, every hour, every second, and understand your will. We tried from morning till evening to do every hour, every second, everything what you said. And sometimes it's difficult because we don't understand, but we want to come back as our ancestors was Adam and Eve ran out of the garden. We want to come back and never go astray and just stay with our heavenly parent forever. As we know that our life is eternal, not just because we are living 100 years on earth, but we are growing here to go in the spiritual forever. For now, there was a block and we just prophets, just a big, powerful spiritual people could saw what is happening in the spiritual world. And that is so important to understand that our life is eternal, that therefore we are supposed to purify it every day. And also make substantial condition that this world will be saved. Our brothers and sisters, all it belongs, from simple people to presidents, all are welcome to get this inspiration, to come to join this global prayer chain. 1 minute pray at 7 p.m. their local time, and thus we are doing 990 global prayer chain. And let this prayer chain continue as is building substantial kingdom on earth. Dear Heavenly Parent, I really want to thank you so very much for this day, for this era that we are living with Messiah Sangaming. This era will never repeat again. And we are those apostles, modern apostles, to share the world. And let us share the word to the world as a message to billions. We are doing this daily here, concretely, at our broadcast and the net, and also locally there with our Global Peace Building Network. We are appointing peace ambassadors. We are raising and educating with the Peace Academy. And let this academy really educate peace and establish substantial peace communities everywhere in the world. By 2027, and even Messiah inspire us to do this, even by 2025, 13th of April. Dear Heavenly Parent, we have just 1 year ahead, and there is so much to do, so please lead us and help us to understand how we could do it together with you, and receive this humble report, I pray, in my name, as Nikolai Kirpala, Center Plus family, adieu, amen, amen, amen. Yeah, thank you very much, brothers and sisters, so nice to meet you. Every day, so good to hear from you. Let's meet tomorrow. Invite your friends, family, communities, countries, and even presidents and prime ministers all to join together, pray 1 minute, and build peace substantially.